What is good, everybody? And we are back. Dad, You're Wrong is back. We've been gone. Myself, Cam, my dad, Jaden, my mom, we all have all been gone for almost a year now, but we are back and we're going to be self-disciplined and consistent with this podcast because this is a huge passion project of mine. And I can't wait to share our content with you all. But for those of you that are new to Dad, You're Wrong, Dad, You're Wrong is very, very, it comes from a place of numerous sport debates that I've had with my dad and my brother and my mom, who has also had to act as a referee. And I have also had to, I've also found myself acting, against my dad and Jaden. So this is where Dad, You're Wrong comes in. So I can't wait to share this with you guys. I hope you guys are psyched as I am, psyched as we are. So let's go ahead and get to it. The first topic for tonight is we're honestly going to be covering the NBA playoffs for the next few weeks. But that is not exclusive to that. We are also including baseball, college football, because it's right around the corner, NFL right around the corner, all of this and all that. So, but our first topic for tonight is Boston series over? The Boston Celtics. Is their series over if they lose game two tonight to the dangerous, streaky Miami Heat team led by Jimmy Butler? I'm going to start with Jaden. You answer that first. What do you think? Like, do you honestly think that if Boston loses, they're done?
I do. I do think their series will be over with. If Miami comes into Boston and takes two of those games, and Boston's down 2-0 going back to Miami, and yeah, Miami's, they, at best, they're sweeping them. At best, they're sweeping them. Or if not, they're going in at five. But yeah, if Boston loses, Miami wins this series.
Dad, I want to hear you first. Go ahead.
Boston, if Boston loses this series or loses tonight, yes, it will put Boston in a more precarious situation. However, Miami has, with them winning game one, they've come to do what they needed to do, was win one game. They hold serve at home. I think even if Boston were to win tonight, Miami has accomplished their goal, which was to win one game in Boston. And as long as they, like I said, hold serve at home, Miami will be fine.
So you think that if Boston were to lose, it's not over for them?
Well, if Boston loses tonight, is it over? No, because we have seen in past where teams have been down 2-0. In fact, in NBA history, there have been 62 occasions in which a team has been down 0-2, and only six of those teams have won. So six out of those teams that were down 0-2 that came back to win, only six out of 56. And LeBron James was part of two of those, of six.
Okay, respectfully.
Well, you asked the question.
I know I asked the question, but still, like.
So I say, I like to say, if Boston loses tonight, is it over?
Yes.
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 Okay. You think it's over?
I think so.
For Boston?
For Boston.
Yeah. You know, I. Yes and no. What do you mean? Here I go. I'm about to flame you up. I'm about to roast. I'm about to end this whole debate right now.
Okay.
What do you think? What do you think, Cameron?
Well, I mean, what do I think? I personally think that at best, to your point, if Boston loses this series, their chances will decrease a lot.
Lose the series?
Lose tonight.
If they lose tonight, their chances will decrease. But this is the Boston Celtics. I mean, humbly speaking, you mentioned LeBron, and you know, you said 52 teams. The 52 teams that are, wait, what did you say? Say that point again.
In conference semifinals in NBA history, that has happened 62 times, right? In which a team has been down, or one team has been up 2-0 over the other.
And this happened with LeBron in 2007, and in 2018?
It was one of those.
It was 18 because they lost the first two
right
in Boston.
So yeah. Basically what I'm saying is a team that has been down 0-2 has come back to win only six times.
And Boston's not that guy.
And Boston's not that guy.
And personally, Boston, if Boston loses tonight, they go down 0-2, they will not come back.
You know, I'm not even going to argue that. Because I genuinely think y'all are right at this point. Because Boston has been playing with their food the entire postseason. They played with the Atlanta Hawks. They played with Philly. I mean, granted, Philly had them.
That's, they should have lost to Philly.
They really should have lost to Philly.
They should have.
If we really want to be technical. They really should have lost to Philly. But neither here nor there, I think if they go down 2-0 or down 0-2,
mm-hmm.
I do see them kind of coming back and competing in this series, but not necessarily saying that they will win the series. Because like you said, like
all you want. You say they're gonna win.
but still like but if you but I think that
mm-hmm.
Jason Tatum, we will personally see what Jason Tatum is made of in this series. Because in all honesty, yes, Jason Tatum has been the leading scorer for majority of the games that they've played. But, I mean, it took Jason Tatum dropping 16 in the fourth quarter in game 6 against Philly and dropping 51 for them to win. And you know what Jason Tatum said at the end of game 6?
But game 1, he didn't even take a shot in the fourth quarter. How are you going to be Jason Tatum and not take a shot in the fourth quarter?
Which brings me to my point that I'm about to make. He said it to Cassidy Hubbard. He said, humbly, I'm one of the best basketball players in the world. And in my mind, I'm like, yeah, but you didn't take any shots in the first in game 1 in the fourth quarter. And on top of that, Jaylen Brown, personally, I know some of y'all not going to agree with me on this, but I personally think Jaylen Brown is better than Jason Tatum. And if it, but
that's a wild take.
That is not a wild take. I personally think that's a normal take. And we had this conversation a few weeks ago. But anyways, I say all that to say this. I don't necessarily think that the series is over because I think Boston they can come back and be competitive. But Miami has done their due diligence and won one game at the Garden. Now, in this postseason, Miami has never lost a home game. Boston has lost a home game, four times, like one of which to Atlanta.
Lost to Atlanta.
And then like two of which to Philly because they lost. Oh, no. Yeah, two of which to Philly. So that's three times. So, how do I say this? When you look at Jimmy Butler, you really got to give it to their defense and their supporting cast. Kyle Lowry's an NBA champion. He knows what it takes to win. Max Strus, give that man a contract extension, right? No Tyler Hero. Duncan Robinson is a straight bank robber. I mean, he's robbing them dudes of $90 million. He's still getting paid. He's barely played this postseason, but he has produced. He has produced in the minutes that he has played in this playoffs.
But Jimmy Butler is the lead guy. He wanted the ball. It was apparent throughout the series.
Jimmy Butler is the guy. Now, to your point.
Let me finish. If you're the lead guy, you're Jason Tatum in game 1. He didn't take – how do you not take any – you don't take no shots?
Your shots is crazy.
Okay, I agree.
You go get the ball.
I agree.
You tell them, give me the ball.
I agree. And one of the things that I saw LeBron do last night when they lost to the Nuggets, unfortunately, was that throughout the whole game, I saw LeBron demand the ball. He was like, give me the ball, give me the ball. Jason Tatum did not demand the ball in the fourth quarter. You have, if you're going to proclaim that you are the best, one of the best players in the world, you demand the ball.
You're right.
I am also
if you that guy, like your teammate's gonna give you the ball. You know,
He getting paid $35 million a year. They should.
His actions. It appeared to me, he didn't want the ball.
I think he got scared. I think he was scared for.
He had two traveling violations.
I won't say he sold the whole game because he dropped 30.
Two?
I wouldn't say no. Now 30, now that doesn't mean anything with an L. It does not mean anything with L. But I will agree. He did sell in the last 5 minutes of the game.
What I mean by he sold the whole game, I'm talking about like that fourth quarter, those two turnovers.
Clutch, man.
And they were in the game. And then he had turnovers.
Big time players made big time plays in big time games.
Dude picked up okay. Pivot, but
he did.
Yeah, he gonna argue about it.
He did.
There was in the air.
Your whole foot was up in the air above on not on the floor.
And then he slammed the ball as if he didn't do it. Like, come on, ref, I didn't do it. The whole replay showed you about to go up yonder to heaven. Yeah. What you mean?
Yeah.
So if you ask me personally, if to your points, you all said that this series is over if Boston loses tonight. The score right now is 38-42 based off of Dad's iPad. In Miami Heat, it's 40-42. Miami Heat's down by 2. So do you think that all hope – so what y'all saying is, do y'all think that all hope is lost for the Celtics if they lose tonight?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. I don't think so at all.
They will not win.
But this is Boston.
I'm telling you, but like,
he's saying they're going to sweep. I don't think Miami will sweep.
I think Miami sweeps.
But
really?
I think Miami sweeps.
But
you don't think Boston will get one in Miami, even if they did lose tonight.
All right. My in stone prediction right now: Miami 5. I'll give Boston one game.
I think Miami wins in 6.
I don't think Boston wins 2 games.
If Miami goes up 2-0, they go home.
Yeah.
Boston gets one in Miami. Mm-mm. They come back to Boston 3-1.
I don't know.
Miami has proven they can win on the road.
Boston has proven they can win on the road, but not like closeout series.
Miami, and that's what I like about the play-in. Miami has been in pretty much playoff mode for the last couple of months, right?
Because when did the play-in started? Like April, like mid-April, right?
Even before then, they were jockeying for position. They played Atlanta in Miami. Atlanta won. Miami went to a must-win situation against Chicago in the play-in.
I ain't even gonna lie. I completely wrote Miami off. I apologize to all the Miami Heat fans. I genuinely after they lost to Atlanta, I was like, dang, they really lost to the Atlanta Hawks. And humbly speaking, if for any Hawks fans out there, Atlanta really not like that. Like people think they are in terms of the basketball. I love them as an organization. I interned with them, but in terms of the basketball perspective, they really not like that. And I know this is off topic. Off the record, they should go ahead and build around DeJounte. But what do I know? Anyways, I completely wrote Miami off when they lost to Atlanta. I really think they did.
I think everybody did.
I wrote them off. And
everybody did. TNT called them trash. I mean, that's what it was.
No, not TNT. Chuck. Charles Barkley called them trash.
Okay. He called everybody in the Eastern Conference trash.
He sure did.
But the trash is still playing.
But respectfully, I think the Eastern Conference playoffs have been more entertaining than the West, in my opinion. I think so.
That's debatable.
No, it is.
Well, the Lakers are with LeBron right now.
And so we're not talking. And we're not even going to speak on how Sacramento took the defending champs to 7 games.
Okay, wait. I don't like the undertone of that. You're making it seem like the Golden State Warriors supposed to have them in a walk in the park, like.
I mean,
show up and just play.
Considering the fact that Sacramento hasn't won a playoff series since 2003.
Considering the fact that the Golden State Warriors had literally the worst road record in the NBA, not to mention their best defender and the leader of their team.
But they won the finals the year before.
Hear me out. You're right. And that's
with
fine.
The same roster.
That's right. And you're fine. But you got to give props to Mike Brown. Let's make something perfectly clear. If anybody knows the Warriors,
props to him.
No, you're not.
That's what I said.
You just said.
What I said.
That, oh, like, they just took the Golden State Warriors to 7 games.
Because you just said that the East was more
entertaining. I thought it was, in my personal opinion.
Who on this earth thought Sacramento is going to take Golden State to 7 games? Don't even raise your hand. That's crazy.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I personally did.
No, you did not.
I mean, let's make something perfectly clear. You saw how the Warriors were down 2-0. I mean, if you want to talk about their road games, they were atrocious this regular season. Not to mention your leader of the team, who was Draymond Green, sucker punched Jordan Poole, which started all of the misfortunes of the Golden State Warriors this past season. And personally, no disrespect, yes, even though Stephen Curry dropped at the time a career high, game 7, 50 points. You got personally, you have to give it to Sacramento. They did.
That's what I'm saying. I'm giving it to Sacramento because it was more entertaining. I'm saying the West was more entertaining than the East.
I think the East was more entertaining, though.
So let me ask this question. We started off with, is Boston series over if they lose game two? I heard Jaden say yes. Bay said yes. What say you, Cameron?
Because
you,
I said no. But
I said ain't no straddle on the fence.
What do you mean? I'm not straddling. How you gonna tell me? How am I straddling on the fence?
No, but straddle.
I said they can. I said no.
You said they can remain competitive.
I said they can.
Yes or no,
Jaden? Hold up. What? Hold up. Eat a Snickers, bro. So what I was saying was, I said that if they lose tonight, yes, the series is over, but they can come back and make it competitive.
Which is because, what me and Guy said.
You said it's completely over.
You literally just said it.
I gave a reason as to why.
Me and Guy said if Miami goes up 2-0, Miami wins this series. That's what we said.
Did you honestly, let me ask you a question. Did you honestly think Miami was going to win the series before the series even started?
I thought so.
Really?
I think they had a chance.
I didn't think so. Yeah, I'm not, no disrespect to Miami.
After I saw how Boston played with Philly. Mm-mm.
Wait, but Philly was hooping though. Mm.
Boston.
Respectfully.
Boston, I mean, this entire playoffs, had Atlanta made a couple of plays.
Boston could have gone on the ropes for real.
Atlanta could have had Boston on the ropes. Let's be honest. I know people want to knock the Atlanta Hawks, but let's be honest. Atlanta was a player two from actually
beating
them
some games.
No.
Did you not watch the game?
I did watch the game. As a matter of fact,
what game you watched?
I saw game six, the game that they got closed out in. Respectfully speaking,
game three?
No, wait, game three when
Atlanta won.
You mean game five?
Atlanta won
game three. They lost game
Boston
four.
Boston won the first two.
They won
Boston.
Game five.
Atlanta came home, won game three, game four.
Boston won game four.
That's what I'm saying.
Atlanta was in the game in the fourth quarter. Plays of actually stealing that game.
And then we know what happened in game five.
I just think Atlanta got in their own way, if you want to be honest.
Well, so if we could bring this topic home, am I hearing?
So say it with your chest, yes or no?
Am I hearing?
Bro, stop talking. I'm not only your friends, bro.
Am I hearing, Cameron, that your dad is right?
I said, okay, yes, he's right, yes. But it's good. Y'all have no faith in the Celtics. I have faith in the Celtics.
But
I'm not saying that they will win the series, but I'm gonna at least give them the benefit of doubt for real.
Is dad not right?
So,
if Miami goes up 2-0.
Anyways, that was like the commercial to the TV. I don't know why it's so loud, but and then the bells were ringing. My dog Parker. At the same time, I hear what you're saying. So now the next topic. We talked about LeBron. We talked about the Nuggets. Mm-hmm. We all agree that this Nuggets series is indicative of not of LeBron James, but of Anthony Davis. Am I correct?
Shoes, wait, they can maybe both.
So let me ask you a question. Is Anthony Davis, by the way, I want to give props to the Nuggets. Joker had a 23-point triple-double last night.
Who's that?
Nikola Jokic, who is the tall Serbian who can fight, who almost killed Devin Booker in a playoff game like 3 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, his facial expression.
Like he had no face. Like Devin Booker was getting all up in him, and Joker had no facial expressions. Like
I will just kill you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll go eat a hamburger.
Is that the guy on the goldfish commercials?
No.
Wait, who?
No,
the goldfish?
You're talking about
Mom.
No.
No.
He really Joker. He looked like one of them killers off John Wick or something. He just totally.
It's kind of funny because Boban was actually in John Wick.
And Boban was Boban was in John Wick for real. No, he was.
Point, but to your topic,
So you got to give props to the Nuggets. Jamal Murray, sensational. Joker, sensational. Help from the bench, sensational. Not sensational, but they're showing up. Is Anthony Davis, because in my personal opinion, Anthony Davis is the most he's the most important player in the series for the Lakers. Is Anthony Davis overrated, underrated, or mediocre?
Mediocre.
So he's overrated.
Well, I mean, what do you in the context of this playoff series?
In the context of the entire, but more specifically, like in the entirety,
in the entirety, he's really mediocre, bro. Because regular season, he not you don't even know that man's gonna play the next game for real.
No, that's true.
No, I mean, you be
okay. Thinking, he's had injury
issues. You thank God after every game that this man's still healthy.
I mean, if we want to be technical, I low key agree with Jaden, but I'm gonna take it a step further. I think he's really overrated. Like in my personal opinion, Anthony Davis has not had a 30-point playoff series since 2017 when he was on the Pelicans.
You mean a 30 when you say a 30-point where he averaged 30 points
like where he had
30 point game
where he averaged 30 points in the entire postseason.
Oh,
how long they were playing.
But okay. That's what I'm trying to say. Like he's really mediocre at best. The guy can hoop.
Yeah, he can hoop. He should hoop. He's 6'10", 7-foot wingspan. He should be able to hoop.
But in some games, it's like...
He's inconsistent.
Bro, why are you playing?
Like wow. Like, all right, so that go... Like, what are you... Is he... What are you... Is he overrated, underrated, or mediocre?
Anthony Davis. He can be quite maddening if you're a fan. Yeah. Because you see... Just in this series, his career is almost mirrors this series, the first two games. Game one.
Stellar.
40. He had what, 40 and 10?
40. I think he had like, no, he had like 40.
He had 40.
40 and 10 rebounds?
Yeah, he had 40. Yeah. He had 40 and 10.
40 and 10, yeah.
He had 40 and 10 in game one. And then in game two, he had 18 points and 14 rebounds, but he shot 4-15. So
yeah, that's bad.
To me, he's 6'10". Once again, health issues have been dogging him. But I believe for the Lakers to win this series, Anthony Davis, we got to have the game one Anthony Davis. So we have to have the game one Anthony Davis.
So he's mediocre. Is what I'm hearing.
I'm not saying he's mediocre.
Is he underrated?
I don't think he's underrated.
You think he's overrated?
I don't.
So you're agreeing with me. Okay. No, Davis.
You see, you putting words in my mouth. I didn't say that.
Oh, my God.
I don't. You got to say something.
You got to say something. That's the question.
If y'all would stop talking, I would say something.
Sorry. But, Dad.
But we gave you the options. We said, is he underrated? I'm not going to say that. Is he mediocre?
I didn't say that. Yeah.
He's overrated?
Well, okay, he's overrated. See.
<It's> going-
this is a podcast.
Is he mediocre, overrated, or underrated?
Based off of everything that you just said, where are you at least leaning towards?
I'm leaning toward mediocre based upon his ability and what he has done in the NBA.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna base.
I agree with you.
That's right.
Mediocre for a player of his stature.
You're right.
Here's why you all are both wrong. Now I get it. You all are entitled to your opinion. You know, today, I created a little chart. I created a chart with Anthony Davis, Bron, and EVR. You know what EVR stands for?
No.
Everyone else. Bam. Learn something new every day. Well,
EVR. Everyone else?
I thought it was like an acronym.
Oh, no. I literally,
EVR. Everyone.
Like, literally, like, the first three letters of... Or so the first four letters. Oh. Anyways, yeah. So, so I did. So
everyone else.
And focus, man. Focus, man. Okay. Yes. So look. Okay. So I did. So with points, right? Mm-hmm. Anthony Davis. He's 21st in points in the postseason. 21st. 22.3. Bron is averaging 23.5.
He's 21st of all the players in the playoffs right now?
All in the playoffs. By the way, for those of you that don't know me, and for those of you that do know me, some of you that do know me know that I love Kawhi Leonard. Do you know Kawhi Leonard is the number one he's the number one scorer in this postseason? And he's only played two games? I'm sorry. Anyways, back to the topic.
I wouldn't brag about that.
I'm just saying. Hear me out.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Listen,
that
man, all right, listen.
Play two games and still be counted.
Yeah. Bro, but look, okay.
Humpty Dumpty himself, right?
Well, okay. Okay, Dad, that's not cool. If anybody's Humpty Dumpty, it's Anthony Davis.
Brittle if Betty. Anybody's Humpty Dumpty is Kawhi Leonard.
So okay, proceed, okay. Anyways.
Proceed. Brittle Betty.
You were waiting to say that. You know he was waiting to say that.
Anyways,
so
Kawhi.
The top. So LeBron and Anthony Davis were in every statistical category for points, rebounds, assists, steals, and blocks. They were in the top five. Well, for points, Russell, Hachimura, Austin Reeves, they all combined to average 14.5 points. Rebounds and blocks, Anthony Davis, stellar on the defensive end. LeBron averages 10 rebounds a game. Austin Reeves, Jared Vanderbilt, Hachimura combined to average 3.7. Assists, Anthony Davis, that's not his job. He has 2.8 assists a game. Bron has 5.9 assists a game. Austin Reeves, D'Lo, and Dennis Schroeder combined to average 4.1 assists a game. Schroeder, Russell, Vanderbilt combined to average 0.8 steals to AD's 1.5 steals a game, and Bron's 1.1 steals a game. I was thinking about, well, AD and Bron need help. Well, that's not really the case, because in both games, the Lakers have lost by 6 or less points. So I do think that they're still in this series. For the conference leaders, Austin Reeves is averaging 22.5 points a game. Bron is averaging 24 points a game. AD is averaging 29. Only reason why he's averaging 29 is because he had 40. And in 40 plus 18, you know, divided by 2.
Yes.
Shut up, Jaden. Yes. All right. Hachimura is averaging 19 points a game. And he's actually having a pretty good series. But I also outlined two distinct facts about Bron and AD. For LeBron James, do you know he has, I think I saw the stat, like he has like 20 straight missed 3-point.
Yeah, he can't shoot threes.
He can't shoot threes. Like, do you know he's having the second worst 3-point field goal percentage of his career right now? With 23.3%, his second worst compared to the 2015 postseason where he shot 22.7% from the field. Stop shooting threes! You can't shoot threes. If you're gonna flex on Instagram and post a picture of you flexing when you beat the Grizzlies, use those muscles to get to the rim. Last night, honestly, if we want to be honest, yes, the Nuggets won, but the Lakers really could have lost by one last night if LeBron didn't give up. If he didn't miss the layup, and if he didn't miss a wide open dunk.
No, Lakers could have won last night.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. But personally,
LeBron has done enough to where the Lakers could have won the games.
I'm not saying that he hasn't.
He's 38. He needs help.
I'm not saying
who's gonna step up. Where's D'Angelo Russell?
Okay, you're right. I'm not here. And you gotta let me finish.
Honestly, though, you do have kind of okay. Yeah, LeBron.
So we're just going to cut LeBron some slack just because of his age.
No. You let me finish.
Y'all ain't let me finish.
It's LeBron James, 38. Yeah, 4 rings. Okay. But some of the shot selections he be throwing up is not good at all.
Ask D'Lo that. Tell D'Lo that too. Because last night, D'Lo was in transition. I don't know why he decided to shoot when he was literally, he was not the only one on, like, you know, towards their basket. You have two defenders on both sides of you, one in front of you. I don't know why you're deciding to shoot. But Anthony Davis stuck out to me. The last time Anthony Davis was in the playoffs was in 2021. He averaged 17.4 points. This postseason, he's averaging 22.3. And Anthony Davis has played 19 games. In those 19 games, combined with 2021 and 2023, Anthony Davis is averaging 19.9 points a game. If that doesn't say overrated, I don't know what does. There is no way you're Anthony Davis. You're on the 75th anniversary team. You're getting paid $37 million a year.
But God knows for what reason.
For what reason? Exactly my point. And you have stellar game ones, but you don't. He's inconsistent. And Hachimura.
That's what I said.
Hachimura and No. You said they were mediocre. You said he was mediocre. I said I said he's overrated.
I said
so. You're kind of giving him. You said you're giving him some hope.
I said if you would have listened at the beginning,
you're a fan.
You said
you're a fan. You would be mad. It'd be maddening to you because he's inconsistent. He went 40-10 in the first game, and then he shot 4-15 in the second game.
I know as a fan, it should be maddening. But at the same time, should frustrating, yes. But as a fan, should you really be surprised? The man in the past 19 games, he's played 19 postseason games and averaged 19 points per game in those 19 games.
Well, what do you want him to do?
Average 30 or more? He's Anthony Davis.
That's easier said than done.
Okay, I know it's easier said than done, but we're putting this – we as fans –
Who's the burden on?
Anthony Davis is the most important player in this series.
Honestly,
he's the most important player in this series.
The Lakers will go as Anthony Davis goes.
Exactly.
Debatable.
What?
I think the Lakers will go as
Anthony Davis. I think the Lakers go how those role player goes. How those role players go?
Well, I mean, Austin Reeves is averaging 22.
If you think about it, the games the Lakers have won, the role players be looking like they're not role players.
Lonnie
Walker dropping 15. Reed is dropping 22 in a game. Hachimura dropping 21 in a game. Right? Yeah. That's what the Lakers need.
Consistently, though.
Consistently on a game in and out basis. You know?
But you have to have Anthony Davis to put up numbers that are indicative of a player of his stature.
That's what I'm saying.
You have to have the support.
But
your front line
but he
guys,
does have the support.
If your frontline guys are bringing it, but your support is not bringing it, okay, that's a problem. On the other hand, if your support players are bringing it, but then your lead dogs aren't, that's still a problem.
But here's my thing. I feel like your lead dogs being like LeBron and AD, at least one of them is going to bring it.
Yeah.
Like, Bron is averaging 24, 9.5 assists. Bron is dang near averaging a triple-double this entire series.
I understand you throwing out the stats. But and that's all well and good. But at the same time, you just said, or one of you said, his shot selection when it came to threes.
No, his 3-point shot selection. Like his 3-point shot selection is
he had some
he's
critical,
terrible.
He had some critical turnovers, right?
I'm not yes. gonna lie. Reverse windmill.
The reverse windmill in the first half.
No facts,
that's too early for
that.
Just dunk the ball, right? You trying to do a reverse windmill. Which, okay, don't get me wrong. We've seen him do time and time again.
Against the Detroit Pistons.
Well.
When it doesn't really matter. He's done it before.
He can make the dunk. I don't think that type of dunk in that early of the game was necessary.
Just dunk the ball.
I ain't even gonna lie.
You got a good lead on Denver. You need to put them away.
Yeah, they were up by like, I think like in the second quarter before the half was over, they were up by like as many as like 11.
11 or 12.
11 or 12.
Yeah.
So it's like, exactly. it's not like they can't. I genuinely think they can win this series.
I think so too.
But if they lose game three, this series is done. I don't see them coming back and winning four games.
Game three in Los Angeles is a must win.
I know in the NBA playoffs, they say that, oh, this is a pivotal game three. No, this is not a pivotal game three. Because if it was a pivotal game three, the series would have been tied. And you would make the adjustments.
No, it is pivotal.
No, it's not
pivotal. It's very pivotal.
I don't think it is.
You don't win, you're done.
I don't think it's
pivotal. Denver held serve at home. This is pivotal. If Denver wins in Los Angeles in game three, they're up 3-0.
Honestly,
that's not pivotal.
I mean, if you
they're up 3-0, it's over.
If we want to be technical, this was a pivotal game too. If you want to ask me,
I mean, it's hard enough.
I think so.
No,
I
okay. Think so. Is it easier getting one on the road and going back home? Okay, yeah, but 2-0. Okay, I already be down 2-0 to 3-0.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah obviously, yeah, but at the
you're
but
the
at
home
the same,
team and the road team. I
you're down 2-0, you still have life. Like if you're down 2-0,
yeah.
You still
have life. No.
Especially,
I mean,
and you're going back home,
and you're going back home.
Yeah. No. Absolutely.
As opposed to Boston possibly going down 0-2 at home.
Yeah.
And then have to go on the road.
No. I think
the Lakers are still in this. They're down 2-0, but they need to win tomorrow night.
I hear you. And if
tomorrow night
if,
is a must win for the Lakers.
But I do believe if the Lakers don't win tomorrow night, the series is done.
Oh yeah, I agree.
I call a sweep. I think a sweep.
I dare say Denver would sweep.
I dare say they would. Because I don't know, like Joker.
Isn't it?
And you know,
Joker.
And you know, it's not okay.
It's not only Joker.
Hold on.
But it Jamal Murray, man.
He dropped 23 in the fourth quarter last night. I think he's the only player in NBA history where he's had he scored 20 points in the fourth quarter four times.
Oh wow.
That's in the postseason. He doesn't get the respect that he deserves, but if I'm Jamal Murray, I ain't worrying about it.
But it helps my plan. It helps so much when you have Jokic.
Yeah, I mean, with that, he's not gonna get like. I'm not saying from us. I know we respect Jamal Murray. You know, I respect Jamal Murray for what he did to the Clippers. Granted, Joker had a part in that too, but Jamal Murray was, dude was hooping. But to a lot of people that don't really understand what's going on with the player and with some other people too, yeah, with a player like Joker, he's not gonna get the spotlight because it's Joker. The man's a 2-time MVP. He really should have averaged triple double this season. I personally think he should have won MVP this year. No disrespect to Joel Embiid though, but I say all that to say this: Anthony Davis, you think that the Lakers go? I disagree because the role players are inconsistent, and I think. I think AD is more inconsistent than the role players, if you ask me. That's why we're having this conversation.
Wait, so you just said you think the role players are more inconsistent than AD?
I think AD is more inconsistent than the role players.
So you agree with me?
What do you mean? No.
Because you literally just said you think that AD is more inconsistent
than the role players. I've been saying that the entire time.
Never mind. Keep going.
But bottom line is, AD, hence our question, is AD overrated?
Yes.
Mediocre.
Once again, for a player of his stature, he's mediocre.
You're right, Ed.
He's simply mediocre.
So y'all don't think he's overrated? I think he's overrated.
I think he's mediocre because it's like...
Mediocre. Because
he has
the inconsistent effort is the mediocrity. 41 night...
Exactly, it's not like the dude can't drop 40 on your head.
AD should be,
but if he drops, but
right now he's not dropping.
But if he drops 40 on you, he's gonna get like 15 the next game.
But he's the kind of guy with, once again, the inconsistency leads to the mediocrity. If he's dropping, averaging to your point, he should be averaging 30 a night. If I know when AD steps on the floor, he's gonna get me 30 points, 12 rebounds. 2-3 blocks.
If he was consistent,
good on the defensive end. Hey, look at Joker. Joker's had 2 games, 2 triple doubles.
If he's consistent like Jokic, oh my gosh.
Yeah, no.
Right now, I got the Lakers winning
that series.
My mind, Joker hits the floor. In my mind, I know
he's gonna give me at least 30.
He's gonna give me a triple double.
One more question before we end the show because we have about 2 minutes left. Do y'all think Darvin Ham should use Tristan Thompson?
For what?
Exactly my point.
This is the playoffs.
Exactly.
Your rotations are set.
But
you're only going to go maybe 8 deep.
But what do you say to the people that are saying like, okay, well, this is Tristan Thompson. He's an NBA champion. He was a very, very, very you know, huge factor in their comeback in 2016 against the Warriors. Like, what do you say to that?
To be on the team with LeBron.
Yeah. So you think?
Yeah. Because think about it. Ever since he left that Cleveland team.
Because he went to Sacramento, then he went to Boston.
How you go to Sacramento and don't even play in Sacramento?
Right. You're Sacramento.
Like, bro,
and I'm an NBA champion.
And this is before Sacramento was kind of good.
Kind of good. Facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
I'm an NBA champion, and I'm in Sacramento.
Yeah.
And I don't play.
No, that's true.
He was just on the team with LeBron.
At the right time.
Yeah. But if you...
Right place at the right time.
Because I remember watching those finals like a few years ago, like during COVID. I remember watching those finals, and I personally think that he, you know... They don't have that championship without Tristan Thompson. Personally,
that's wild.
Because who was their center?
That's wild.
Who was gonna get those boards?
Bro,
who was gonna be a
Tristan
body?
Tristan Thompson was playing.
Who, no, no, no. Answer. Who was gonna get those boards?
Bron and Caleb.
Kevin, what? Respectfully, he can't get rebounds.
I'd rather have Kevin Love rebound for me than Tristan Thompson.
Yep. Really?
Yes.
You rather have
Kevin Love as an offensive threat
every day of the week?
Okay, but what about defense though? Defense win championships.
What?
Caught your tongue.
Who? Defense. Caleb or Tristan Thompson defensively?
Defensively, yes. I would take Love too.
You
take Tristan Thompson over Kevin Love defensively?
You take Tristan Thompson. What? I'm going to take Kevin Love.
I'll take Kevin Love.
Wow. That's crazy. Okay.
We forget how Kevin Love, how he was in Minnesota.
Dude, Kevin Love.
Bro, that man was, that was 15 years ago.
The thing is, when he got to Cleveland, his role changed.
I know his role changed. But Tristan Thompson defensive Tristan Thompson defensively was better than Kevin Love in those finals.
How is that? What are you talking about?
I watched the finals. I was the one watching the finals in 2020. I was watching the finals. Were you watching too? No, you weren't. You were at work, Dad.
Bro, Kevin Love is literally a stretch four, bro. This man's a threat all over the court.
Even though I was at work,
I know enough
to know that I'd rather have Kevin Love than Tristan Thompson.
Tristan Thompson defensively over Kevin Love.
Kevin Love.
All right.
Who's on the court still?
Yeah, you wouldn't even watch. Who's at work?
I would rather you all say Timothy Mozgov than Kevin Love.
Yeah, okay. Respect me. Now you're just.
What are you talking? Timothy Mozgov was a dope. Bro, if Kyrie and Kevin Love didn't get injured in that 2015 championship against the Golden State Warriors, they're winning that series.
Now you're just disrespecting.
I'm not disrespecting him. What are you talking about?
Mozgov over K-Love?
Defensively. Defensively.
I still want K-Love.
Wow, that's insane.
You can have Mozgov.
What's insane is I'm going to pick up
Tristan Thompson.
What?
I'm talking about now. Like, not okay, obviously not now, but in that championship.
But we just said that.
Wow.
Thompson was in Sacramento.
Do y'all hear this?
He didn't play.
Okay, he don't gotta play.
That's kind of
he won a championship. Okay, yes. You're in Sacramento before Sacramento became relevant, and you still don't play.
Ladies and gentlemen, we need to wrap this episode.
Dad.
This man.
So you mean to tell me you're taking 2016 Tristan Thompson over Kevin Love defensively?
No.
I mean, Kevin Love over Tristan Thompson.
Tune in next time, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow, the disrespect is wild, bro.
Disrespect is you talking about something, you gonna pick up Tristan Thompson.
You pulling out.
Y'all making it seem like I'm a big fan of Tristan Thompson. The man is, bro. Y'all making it seem like
he don't even play no more.
What do you
have more minutes outside messing around with Khloe Kardashian?
I knew you was gonna bring that up. I know he was about to
do that. Technical foul.
That's what we know him for.
Technical foul.
Sure, man. On the court.
You can't. Why are you mentioning Khloe Kardashian in the first place?
Because
I know more about Tristan Thompson than Khloe Kardashian
than Bam basketball. Exactly.
Okay. Anyways,
he just said it. I thought it from the start.
Obviously, we have a differences of opinion.
Tristan Thompson, Khloe Kardashian.
I highly encourage each and every one of you.
When Thompson's name is mentioned, I don't think of basketball. I think of Khloe Kardashian.
Dang, that's ludicrous. I didn't. Anyways,
All right.
Anyways,
because when you said that he played with LeBron in Cleveland, and you mentioned he did something in 2016, I was like, oh, he been out that long? Mm-hmm. Like, because of the Kardashians.
There you have it.
And Kevin Love is still playing in the playoffs right now and getting minutes.
Okay, so it's Tristan Thompson, but he's on the bench. Listen.
He's actually on the floor right now.
I know he's on the floor right now, but hear me out. Obviously, ladies and gentlemen, I highly encourage you all to tune into the next episode, which will be dropping next Saturday at noon. This episode, we're recording this episode tonight, which is a Friday, but we're going to be dropping it tomorrow at noon. So every episode will be dropping on Saturdays at noon. Stay tuned and watch the 2016 finals to see that I'm right about Tristan Thompson. That Tristan Thompson is better defensively than Kevin Love in my personal. You're talking about rebounds and blocks? Anyways. You all have a great night. Thank you all for tuning in to our very first episode back. We will be consistent and self-disciplined. Shut up, Jaden. And hope you guys, again, have a great night. God bless. Love.